Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've mentioned a few times that I had a couple dogs for a while, Milo and Wolfie, the two Shetland sheepdogs. When I was growing up, my family had a cat. We had a cat. In fact, a cat was like a fixture in my life because I remember one of my earliest memories as a child was going and getting this cat. And in the whole family, you know, I'm not sure about my dad, but my mom and all my brothers, we all piled in a station wagon and drove over and got this cat and brought this cat home. And we had the cat for 16 years. And so, you know, getting the cat when I was four, like I said, I remember, and the cat passing away at 20, when I was 20, I remember this cat always being around. The cat was just part of my life. And so, interestingly, don't have a cat now, and unfortunately, I'm allergic to cats. I actually have a pretty bad allergic reaction when I'm around cats too much. But I'm fascinated by animals in general. And so here's a story. A bunch of people sent me this, and it's from NBCNews.com, but it's all over the place. Utah cat found an Amazon warehouse a week after sneaking into a return box. And so there's a whole bunch of things about this story that are unusual, but it is utterly fascinating. It's one of those amazing journey things, right? Galena is a cat that's normally indoors, but Galena went on an adventure and survived for 6 days without food or water before being discovered by a warehouse worker in Los Angeles. So miles from home, and the cat didn't walk there. A Utah couple were perplexed when one day their shy cat disappeared, and then she was found in an Amazon warehouse in California. She went missing April 10th, but her owners couldn't figure out how the indoor cat could disappear without a trace. And I know people who've got cats that are indoor cats, and they'll tell me, they'll go, one day the cat, we just couldn't find the cat. And they tear the house apart. They find the cat in some obscure corner of the basement looking at him going, what are you guys doing? What's up with you? And, you know, cats are interesting creatures. And the funny thing is that the cat probably doesn't know how worried you are looking for it. And doesn't seem to care when you find it. So the owner of the cat told the news affiliate, KSL, that they had no idea what happened. And a week later, they got a notification that the cat, who was microchipped, had been scanned. And they were then speaking to a veterinarian in Los Angeles, who goes, yeah, we got your cat right here. We just scanned the chip. So it's a great advertisement for getting those animals chipped because you never know when they might wind up in a different state. So the cat survived for 6 days without food or water after she was accidentally shipped back to Amazon inside an Amazon return box. I ran to tell my husband that Galena was found, and we broke down upon realizing that she must have jumped into an oversized box that we shipped out the previous Wednesday. And anybody who's owned a cat knows this. Cats are fascinated by boxes. And just type in cat in box on YouTube and watch what pops up. And you'll get all these great videos where somebody will get a box that is about 0.9 the size of a cat, and their cat will climb into it and wedge themselves into it. Cats seem to enjoy exploring, and they don't mind cramped spaces. I don't think they'd get claustrophobia. And so they had the box out. They're probably putting stuff in there. The cat jumped in to inspect and didn't realize that, oh, by the way, they're now closing the box up. They're now taping the box. They're now taking the box to a drop-off center. So indoor cat has a penchant for playing in boxes, according to the owners, and is particularly skilled at hiding. The owner told KSL she was able to speak with the Amazon warehouse worker, Brandy, who found Galena. The Amazon employee told Clark over the phone that she took care of the feline friend before taking her to the vet the next day. Upon getting the call, the woman and her husband booked a flight to California to reunite with their cat. Galena is a huge emotional support to me and has helped me get through many health challenges over the past 6 years. The anxiety and stress of not knowing what happened to her was excruciating. The couple updated a Facebook post on the Utah County Lost and Found Pets group that Clark made when Galena first went missing, explaining the story and describing the cat's survival as a tender mercy. Her blood work was completely normal. So apparently they had the vet check her out. Despite being much skinnier, she is completely unharmed. We're in awe of all the tender mercies that have taken place. And that's the whole story. And it's a feel good story, and it might also be one of those things that we can all learn from. It's so bizarre because, you know, I've boxed stuff up and shipped it before. I worked for a company for about a year. It's all I did, box stuff up and ship it. And I know that I'm always paranoid about stuff shifting inside the box. So one of the things I always do is I put stuff in a box, and if there's extra room, I put stuff in there. And so you ask yourself, could you really do that carefully and not notice that there's a cat in there? So I'd really like to know, out of my own curiosity, is how big the box was and what was in there. And that also, if you think about it, because I've seen boxes being carried around and moved, you wonder if there was a, you know, was a cat in there all loose? And if so, how'd the cat avoid injury? Or was the box filled with pillows? I don't know. There's so many possibilities on the spectrum. But one thing I've mentioned before is that our cat was an outdoor cat. And now I look back on that and I go, you know, that's not the best of things. I get cats roaming around in my yard at night, okay? And I don't even know who owns them. I do not know who owns them. And I've asked a couple of neighbors, hey, do you own them? You know, no, don't know. And so I don't know if they're legitimately strays or if they're from several houses over. I don't know. But these cats show up. And I've mentioned to people before, I said, just so you know why I'm concerned, is in my yard, I occasionally get coyotes. I get foxes, raccoons, possums. And also, during the day, you'll see raptors circling overhead, osprey, hawks, and I've mentioned before, I've got rabbits. And occasionally, I come across a place where there'd been an airstrike on a rabbit. And it's unfortunate, but that's nature doing what nature does. And so the problem I have with people who let their animals roam free like that, especially if they're not tagged, collared, or licensed or anything like that, I almost said plated. You're letting your cat walk around unplated, unlicensed. And is that there's a good chance that your cat could wind up in a scrap with a coyote or a fox or a raccoon. And, you know, I look back on that and I think to myself, that's, you know, we dodged a bullet because the cat lived to 16 years old, our cat did, and, you know, died of natural causes at 16. And so, I've told this story before, though, I think, at least I told some people, that my grandmother lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, out in the middle of nowhere, outside of a town called Alston, not far from Nisola. And she lived on a dirt road that came off of a smaller but slightly paved road. And I don't mean slightly smaller, a slightly paved road. And her house backed up to a whole bunch of open fields and forests and when I was a little kid, we used to go up north and we'd jump out of the station wagon and just disappear until dusk. And then we would wander back at dusk and sit around and talk about what we did that day, what we're going to do tomorrow. And at sunrise, boom, disappear again. Out playing in the woods, out fishing, out running around the fields, climbing trees. There's old foundations back in the woods, climbing around back there for hours. And a couple times on vacation, we brought our cat with us because nobody was going to be at home. And so we brought the cat with us. And the same thing, we let the cat out, and the cat would just get out and, boom, disappear also. And I remember going fishing with my brother Dave, straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And we went fishing on the little creek down there, there's a little creek. And we were fishing for trout, and we would literally bring fishing line and hooks. It's all we had. And we would, on the way down there, find a couple branches and cut them, and then tie the line to it, and a hook, go find some worms, flip the rocks and find the worms, and trout fish. And that's how we caught fish. And sometimes we had great success, sometimes we didn't. And I remember us walking down the road, getting on the creek, and then walking downstream on the creek, fishing at all different fishing holes. And somewhere down the creek, after a little while, we got bored. And we're like, let's go home. And so we wouldn't walk all the way back up the creek to the road. And we would just cut straight through the woods because we knew how to do that. And we're cutting through the woods one day, and we see the ferns ahead of us rustling. There's something ahead of us causing the ferns to rustle. And now, out in those woods, you might encounter, I don't know, raccoons, possums, all the things I just mentioned earlier. You encounter all of them. But whatever this was shorter than ferns are tall, so it wasn't like a coyote, it wasn't a bear. And all of a sudden, a little clearing, boom, out pops our cat. He looks at us, and we look at him, and he just keeps walking. Where he was going, we don't know. But he showed up a couple hours later. He was just out exploring. And, I mean, he was a good distance from the house. And so, you know, it's remarkable, cats and their relationship to people. Because I've known people who say that their cat literally just views them as, that's the person who feeds me. And other than that, you know, and I know other people who've got cats that are so warm and cuddly that, like, you know, the cat will follow them around until they sit down, and the cat will jump in their lap and start going, you know, pet me, pet me. And so, again, they're all over the board on that. But here, this is just crazy, and it's a tale of survival. You could almost make a movie out of it, almost, except the part inside the box wouldn't be terribly exciting. So I salute the people at Amazon who realized that they'd gotten a cat in a box, and the cat probably should go back to its owners. And then I salute the owners of the cat for chipping the cat, but I am a little curious about what else was in that box and how you could pack a box and seal it up and take it all the way, I'm guessing, unless they had it picked up, I guess, but move and handle the box without realizing there's something loose in there. Because the cat would have been loose in that sense, unlike, you know, if I have a box filled with books and it's just jammed all the way to the edges and the tops, nothing shakes in there. But it's a happy story, has a good ending, and also, here's the thing, for 7 days, these people didn't know what happened to their cat. And so I can completely understand that. Never lost our cat in that sense when I was younger. Never had it happen to my dogs. But I can imagine that if one of my dogs had just disappeared, even if I got the dog back for 7 days, it would have been sheer terror. So I completely understand how they felt. It's a happy ending. So Doha Madani wrote that for NBCNews.com. A bunch of people sent it. Thanks a lot. Utah cat found an Amazon warehouse a week after sneaking into a return box, and the cat will be fine. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A man is also known by the company he dodges.